Moraville, February 11th, 2008, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Andrea. Today's weather in Moraville is fair, with an overcast sky, scattered clouds, and a strong chance of rain. An easterly wind of about 15 kilometers per hour, temperatures between 25 and 28 degrees.
Here is Rolf, telling us the meaning of Sangaman.
Okay, hi man. So I'm here since 1993, since 15 years at least, and I'm getting with at least three Sangamam festivals. I was not from the beginning there. And now I'm like very much, and I think it is a good work, unity in diversity, to do it. And this is also the aim for us, for our will, to do that. That all the people from the villages take care, they come and they're welcoming. And also the work at their built Auroville, give them a gratitude for us, from us, for them, like a thank you also, for the good work, for the whole year, and let us celebrate it with them, a good festival. So this is what I want to do. Unity in diversity.
Okay, so how many people are you expecting over here?
I think so. We are expected 3,000, 4,000 people today. And we have ordered 2,500 meals from Solar Kitchen. Solar Kitchen cooked our meal for today. And we're very happy that they have the meal for us. They're cooked, and that's very well and very nice from them.
Okay. Yeah. Who's funding all this? How do you get the...
There is the Auroville units. Mm. Some of them, they give donations. Some of them, they gift in kind. Then also private donors is there still. And from Germany also. And then the calendar at least. I mean, we are, as a team of the calendar team, we are doing the calendar, unity in diversity. And the idea is, from the profit of the calendar, we want to finance the Sangamam Festival. So 50,000 rupees is there, but hopefully it comes more. And big donation was coming from Germany also. So that was organized by myself, and it will happen.
Body Bliss, a continuum of movement, is a workshop based on the mother statement, one never truly understands until one understands with one's body. Opportunities to awaken a greater physical receptivity, plasticity, creativity, and adaptability, facilitated by Gaia Lam, a devotee from California, who has been working in the field of mind-body awareness for the past 30 years. Learn to use breath, sound, and gentle movement with deep awareness to allow the body to regenerate and become far more conscious than before. The Mira's Women's Group has been celebrating International Women's Day for the last 4 years. This year, as part of the celebration, they're conducting various sporting events such as 100 and 200 meter races, musical chairs, relay races, coco, tug of war, three-legged races, skipping races, etc. This celebratory event is for women working in Auroville units in the neighboring villages and any female Aurovillian who would like to participate. Prizes will be distributed to the winners. In the last 4 years, over 300 women participated in the sports events. It was a great success. Women of various age groups cooperated and participated together. An event such as this helps the women obtain some mental relief from their daily family worries and workloads. It encourages them to become free from their shyness, while at the same time enabling them to discover and express their various hidden abilities. Many people donated for this event over the last 4 years out of goodwill. In order to conduct the event this year, 25,000 rupees is needed for items such as lunches, tea, snacks, and the prizes. Contributions, great or small, will be gratefully received. Send your valuable contributions to Portus account number 3868. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Auroviliens. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.